Please help us count down from five and we will cut the ribbon. Five.
More than a dozen schools across the country are named in honor of astronaut and physicist Dr. Ronald McNair. McNair was one of seven crew members killed when the space shuttle Challenger exploded in 1986. The new McNair Elementary School in Brown Summit serves around 450 students in grades K through 5th. 9-year-old Isaac Walker says he wants to follow in his hero's footsteps.
He inspired me because as a young black male, he was very intelligent. And I would like to be like him one day.
McNair had strong ties to the Tar Heel State. He received his bachelor's degree from North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro. McNair's brother Eric attended the ribbon cutting for the new elementary school. He says Ron never missed an opportunity to talk with young people about his passion for science, technology, engineering, and math.
It's very, very special. The fact is that there's so many young people who have the potential of becoming Ron McNair's and astronauts or educators or whatever it is that they want to be. And the fact that it's getting started early is really special.
The more than 88,000 square foot school is adorned with bright blue, yellow, green, and orange paintings and furniture. A small space shuttle inside a glass case greets visitors in the school's lobby. The school has 36 classrooms loaded with technology. First grade teacher Tressa DiGiorgio says the new tools are a big hit with her students.
We have all kinds of things. We have iPods, iPads. We have netbooks that are in our classroom. What I'm most amazed by are our whiteboards, our smart boards. So we can use the projector and project something from the computer onto the whiteboard. And then with the Epson pen, we can touch things and change things and spell words. It's absolutely incredible.
Students at McNair Elementary will also have a chance to extend their learning beyond the classroom. This spring, they will have a chance to talk with astronauts aboard the International Space Station through a NASA program. Shirley Stipe-Zendel, Student Services Administrator for Guilford County Schools, explains.
We're going to have direct contact with the International Space Station using amateur radio equipment. Right here at McNair Elementary, we're going to invite 250 children from other schools in Guilford County Schools, and the children are going to get to ask questions of the astronauts in live time while the astronauts are over us on the International Space Station. And RF Micro Devices is donating permanent amateur radio equipment for the school, so this will be the first Guilford County school to have its own amateur radio station.
Principal George Boschini says he and his staff are excited about following McNair's example of striving beyond what you can see.
We look forward to embracing what Ronald McNair represented with his life and his accomplishments, and that really is to dream, to see opportunities and potential, and not barriers, and that's what we want our children to take from their time here.
Volunteers will begin installing the amateur radio equipment within the next 2 weeks. Students at McNair Elementary will make contact with astronauts on the International Space Station in late April or early May. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Guilford County.